fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
There was an air of tense nervousness throughout the entire camp. The orders were: no fires, no lights, no bugle calls. Henceforth, every command must be given by sign language. In the small tent which served as headquarters for the commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel George A. Custer glanced up as an orderly stepped into the pale moon glow.
Yes? What is it?
One of the sentries on the outpost brought in two men, sir. They requested an interview with the commanding officer.
White men or Indians?
A white man wearing a black mask and an Indian.
A masked man? I wonder... Where are they?
Outside, sir.
Well, send them in. That masked man is who I think he
Hello,
is.
Hello, Colonel.
It is. A Lone Ranger. Come in, come in. That's all, orderly.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Tonto.
It's good to see you again.
How are you, sir?
Well, you heard what we were going into?
Yes, I heard. Now, this way as fast as possible. Well, Colonel, this is my friend, Tonto.
How are you, Tonto?
How? We'd like to volunteer our services to you and the men of the 7th Regiment, sir.
I appreciate your offer more than I can say, but our plans are made.
You mean, then, that the battle with Sitting Bull is inevitable?
It is. We ride into the valley of the Little Bighorn at daybreak.
I'd hoped that I might serve as an emissary between you and Sitting Bull, or that Tonto could serve you as a scout.
No, we're all through with the powwows, masked man. My scouts have brought in their reports. Tomorrow we ride against Totonga e Yotonga, better known as Sitting Bull.
The men of Sioux Nation are mighty warriors.
I know that very well, Tonto.
Tonto's heart heavy. Heart filled with sorrow.
Brave men will die on both sides.
Even among brave men, war is a thing of tragedy. Now, if there were only some way...
I know
how
you feel. And tonight, sitting by his council fire, Sitting Bull undoubtedly feels the same. Even though he is a proud and mighty warrior.
Sitting Bull knows of your presence?
I'm sure he does, to a certain extent. During the day, we sighted some of his scouts in the distance. We saw smoke from his signal fires, too.
Then there's nothing we can do. Tonto and I have a long journey to the south.
It seems to be one of the inevitable designs of progress that there must be men of war, even as there must be men of peace. It's my destiny to be a man of war, a soldier in the service of my country.
I salute you, sir.
And I, with a saber tempered in honorable battle, salute you, the Lone Ranger.
Not the saber, the inscription.
It's Latin. Translated, it means, draw me not without reason, sheathe me not without honor. May it never be disgraced.
I've heard many tales of your famous saber.
I took it from a Confederate officer in a duel. The sword was his. He was a gallant gentleman. I've tried to uphold the tradition of this fighting blade.
Draw me not without reason. Sheathe me not without honor.
I saluted you with this saber because of the parallel between the saber and the silver-mounted guns you wear.
That, sir, is the finest compliment a man could receive.
I've never known you to draw your guns without reason, nor to holster them without honor.
Come, Tonto. We'll be riding, sir. Adios until we meet again.
This shining blade of steel I'll leave behind when we ride into battle. It promises to be a real encounter.
I only wish that we had arrived in time to be of some service to you.
My scouts reported a force of 1,500 men in Sitting Bull's camp.
And you, sir?
I have 208 men in my command. General Crook is marching from the south into the upper Powder River country, and General Gibbon is coming from Fort Ellis, Montana. Whether they arrive in time or not remains to be seen. Well, thanks for your offer, and good luck to you both. Adios.
Adios. Let's go, Tonto.
At sunrise the following morning, the masked man and his faithful Indian companion were many miles to the south.
Oh, Silver.
Oh, Muska. Oh, fella.
Oh, fella.
Kimasabe.
Yes.
Tonto see sign. Many horse pass here last night. Riding north. Them ride to valley of Little Bighorn. Horse tracks of many, many horses. And riders. And them not soldiers, Kimasabe. Them Indian ponies and carry Indian warriors.
Custer thought that Sitting Bull's men were gathered in the valley.
Kimasabe, look. Indian rider come this way.
A warrior, wearing war paint. But he isn't a Sioux, Tonto.
No, him not Sioux. Him come straight this way. Me stop him, talk to him.
He was talking about Sitting Bull and warriors.
Kimasabe. Custer soldier, them think Sitting Bull have only 1,500 warriors. Indian scouts say Sitting Bull have whole Uncapapa Sioux Nation. The warriors of Chief Crazy Horse of Ogallala tribe.
And Custer was to attack the valley of the Little Bighorn at daybreak 2 hours ago.
The battle is inevitable. We will attack the valley of the Little Bighorn at daybreak. My scouts have reported a force of 1,500 men in Sitting Bull's camp.
And there were 5,000 warriors waiting for them.
As the eye could see, there was no sign of life in the valley of the Little Bighorn. The remnants of Sitting Bull's warriors and the warriors of Chief Crazy Horse had vanished into the distant hills. And the men of the 7th Regiment lay where they'd fallen. Stark evidence of the overwhelming odds they had ridden against. Next morning, General John Gibbon appeared on the scene at the head of a long column of cavalry. Within a matter of hours, the nearest telegraph line was carrying the grim news to the outside world. The news of Custer's last stand.
You know something?
Custer was the only man on that battlefield that wasn't scalped.
Did you ever see Custer? He had long, wavy, yellow hair. And I'll bet every Indian in the West would have given his right arm for a chance at that scalp. Yeah, it is strange.
I'll tell you what I think. The reason they let Custer alone was because Sitting Bull wouldn't stand for him touching his body. If you ask me, old Sitting Bull had a lot of admiration for Custer, even though he was an enemy.
Custer owned a sword that I'd give a lot to own.
You got a funny reason for wanting that sword, Page. If it's a reason I'm thinking
of... Yeah? What reason you thinking about?
I heard you had a run-in with Custer one time, back in the Powder River country. I heard he gave you quite a whipping with that sword.
Well, I'm not shedding any tears because he's dead. And I'd still pay a big price for the sword he carried.
Mm-hmm. You ain't the only one, Page. I've heard others say the same thing. Only, well, there ain't nobody knows what become of the sword. From what I hear, he wasn't wearing it in that last battle. But maybe someday it'll turn up. Maybe the Indians got it.
I'd jolly well like to get my hands on the sword that Custer carried. Make a marvelous thing to hang in my trophy room. Strange, no one has found it.
Yeah, I heard about that fancy sword. Say, I'll bet you some redskins got it, huh? Wouldn't that be something to hang over the bar? Make a dandy souvenir, all right.
Far back in the forbidding hills, the victorious warriors of Sitting Bull were encamped. And though they remained alert against the promise of vengeance from the white man, there was an air of easy freedom about the camp. In his teepee, the mighty chieftain stared at the beautiful object before him, the sword of Lieutenant Colonel Custer. Then, almost reverently, he slowly drew the blade from the scabbard.
White man talk on sword. You see, Red Feather?
Red Feather hear white man give much wampum for sword.
Maybe me keep sword. Soldier fella him plenty brave warrior. Who come, Red Feather?
Mask man, an Indian. Mask man, Lone Ranger.
Aye, I think aye, a Tonka.
Aye, Tonto Sabe. Toi.
Aye.
Lone Ranger come make powwow with great chief.
Aloy Tone.
Alo Tone. My friend and I seek the weapon of a great warrior. We have traveled many moons to... The great chief has the sword.
Sword belong chief long yellow hair, Chief Custer. Now belong to Tonka Yatonka.
There are many who seek this valiant weapon. There are men who would pay much for the sword of the great chief, long yellow hair.
You savvy talk on sword?
Yes, I was with Custer the night before he died. He showed me this blade and told me what the inscription meant.
What sword say?
Draw me not without reason. Sheathe me not without honor.
That good talk from brave fighter.
Will the great chief give us the sword of long yellow hair?
Not give. White man pay. White man pay many horses much goods for sword. White man...
Pinapa! Why you want sword, Kimasabe?
I would return it to the soldier people of long yellow hair, where it would live in honor forever. But most important, I would prevent it from falling into the hands of men who are unworthy of its sacred temper. There is a school in the East, a soldier school, where long yellow hair learned how to be a warrior. I would return this blade of honor to his fellow men at West Point. I must have that sword.
Me, great warrior.
And I am pledged to protect it from disgrace. Give me the sword.
Sitting Bull, answer no.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Unable to alter the decision of Sitting Bull, leader of the mighty Sioux tribe, to keep the famous sword of Lieutenant Colonel Custer, the Lone Ranger and Tonto withdrew from the camp. As they rode away, the Sioux warrior, Red Feather, stood and watched them. Slowly, a crafty expression came into the red man's eyes. And then, quickly, Red Feather leaped upon the back of his buckskin pony, raced away into the night. The next morning, in the town of Lewisburg...
There's a fellow out here wants to see you, Paige. An Injun.
What's he want?
He won't say. Says it's important, though.
Uh-huh, I'll bet. Probably in some kind of a scrape and wants me to get... Tell him to come in.
Yeah, sure. All right, come on in.
Here he is.
Yeah? What's on your mind, Indian?
You, Page fella?
That's me.
Me talk you alone.
Yeah? About what?
Me talk you alone.
All right, Pete. Go on out and shut the door.
Right.
Well?
You want sword, Chief Yellowhair. Red Feather get sword for you.
Chief Yellowhair? Who's Chief... Yellowhair. That's what the Indians called Custer. You mean you got the sword?
Red Feather get sword. What you give Red Feather?
Why, you like whiskey?
No want whiskey. Red Feather want horses. How many horses you give for sword?
Horses? Well, what do you want horses for?
Red Feather get horses. Get squaw. Someday Red Feather be chief of Sioux tribe.
So you're going to be the big chief, huh? What about Sitting Bull? What's the matter with him?
When Sitting Bull die, Red Feather be chief.
Uh-huh. And the sooner he dies, the better you'll like it, I'll bet. How many horses you want?
You give 10 horses... Me give sword.
10 horses? Well, sure, that's too many horses, Red Feather.
Then me go. Me find other fellow wants sword.
No, wait a minute. I guess I can afford 10 horses for the sword of Chief Yellowhair.
That good. You meet Red Feather tonight.
Yeah. And you'll have the sword?
Me bring sword. You bring horses.
No, I'll bring them. Or I'll meet you.
By Dying Rock on Riverbank. Tonight when moon rises.
It was late afternoon when Tonto appeared at the Lone Ranger's camp.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella, oh, oh, fella.
The Indian's paint pony was lathered and breathing hard, showing that he'd traveled far and quickly.
Kimasari.
What's happened, Tonto?
Me come from Lewisburg. You member Page, fella.
Page?
Fella who want sword, a Custer.
Oh, what about him?
Well, Tonto see Red Feather, warrior of Sitting Bull, go to Lewisburg. Him ask to see Page, fella.
I see.
Me not able to hear what them say together, but pretty soon Red Feather leave town. Then Tonto listen when Page fella come out and...
Off
the 2 men.
I got a little chore for tonight. And I want you fellas to give me a hand.
Yeah? What kind of chore are you talking about, Page?
That Indian that was just here. He says he can lay his hand on Custer's sword. He's going to meet me tonight and trade me the sword for 10 ponies.
Where do we fit in?
I'm going out to meet him alone. Out by Dying Rock. You two can help me get the horses out there.
That sounds sure easy, man.
Yeah. And after I get my hands on that sword, you can help me bring them 10 horses back, see?
Oh, you mean...
You don't think I'd give some dumb redskin 10 horses, do you? Anyway, he won't need no horses. Not where he's going.
So Paige figures to double cross Red Feather. I wonder how Red Feather intends to play the game.
Maybe Red Feather figure double cross too. Tonto know him plenty afraid of Sitting Bull.
Maybe he... That's it, Tonto. Red Feather wouldn't dare to steal the sword and keep it.
You mean him take sword, go to Dying Rock, kill Paige, then...
Then return the sword to Sitting Bull's wigwam. It all fits in with his wanting to talk to Paige alone, wanting him to keep the rendezvous alone. Come on, we're riding to the camp of the Sioux to talk with Sitting Bull.
The mighty chieftain rose from his place at the council as the masked man and Tonto entered the camp, and he waited stolidly to greet them.
Tai, Kimosabe.
Tai.
Tai. You come back, get sword of Chief Yellowhair. Sitting Bull not give. You go.
Let us go to the wigwam of the great chief.
Me not give sword.
Perhaps the great chief has no sword to give.
Me got sword. Me keep.
Where's the warrior, Red Feather?
Me got sword. Me keep sword.
Sitting Bull, I said, where's the warrior, Red Feather?
Red Feather, mighty warrior. Brave Indian. Him go tonight, get many horses. Tomorrow, Red Feather marry daughter of Sitting Bull.
Now I see. Red Feather was wrongly named. You would better call him Yellow Feather. He's not a mighty warrior, but a liar and a thief.
To noise, Ruby!
Come to the wigwam where the great chief keeps the sword of yellow hair. We shall prove what we say. And then the great chief will ride with us to see with his own eyes that Red Feather is a traitor.
The faint outline of Dying Rock was dimly silhouetted against the river. The night air was chill with heavy foreboding, the chill of impending treachery. Red Feather waited and listened keenly to the night sounds. Then, as the sound of approaching hoofbeats reached his ear, the Indian slowly dropped his hand to the dagger at his waist.
Red Feather, turn them horses, sir. Head them down to the river.
Them stop at the river, get drink.
Well, I've got 10 of them, like I promised. You got the sword?
Me bring sword.
Let me see it.
Red Feather bring knife, too.
Red Feather!
Tell him it all!
You men of the rocks, you're covered. Don't make a move.
Red Feather, yellow dog. Red Feather, what masked man say? Traitor, thief, liar.
What kind of a frame-up is this?
It's your own frame-up, Paige. Only it didn't work out as you'd planned. Got their guns, Tonto.
Nokimaluha. Red Feather, no
Red
Kimaluha.
Feather, yellow dog. Red Feather, die like traitor.
Sitting Bull, wait. Wait.
Kill traitor like snake.
Get up there. Get up. Get up.
Kimasabi. Hey, Feather, get sore. Him go.
He won't get far. Steady, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
Leaving Tonto and the Sioux chieftain to make prisoners of Paige's henchmen, the masked rider leaped into the saddle. In a moment, the great white stallion was thundering after the escaping rider.
Come on, Silver. Faster, boy. Silver, we've got to get that sword.
And I, with a sword tempered in honorable battle, salute you, the Lone Ranger.
Rein up there! Stop that horse!
You'll get me!
That's the way you want it to be!
Oh!
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, oh! I'll take that sword. And you, Paige, get back in that saddle. Turn that horse's head and head for Dying Rock.
No, no, no. Don't make me go back there. That Indian, he'll murder me.
That Indian is an honorable warrior. You're the one who would commit murder. Now get going.
Get up there!
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver!
You brave warrior, masked man. You good friend of Sioux. You bring back fighting sword to great chief.
Tonto, untie those men.
Kimasabi, you let him go?
Yes. You, Paige, you better ride fast and far. Won't be healthy for you to cross trails with the Sioux again.
Yeah, we'll go. Don't worry.
You snake like Red Feather. Go.
This is the sword of Yellow Hair, great chief.
You keep sword from disgrace. Sitting Bull, great warrior like Yellow Hair. You take sword, mighty and honorable weapon.
The shining blade of honor will never know shame or disgrace.
What you do?
Come, great chief, to the river by the dying rock. The great Yellow Hair received this mighty weapon in honorable battle.
We get sword from Yellow Hair camp after battle.
The spirit of Chief Yellow Hair, Colonel Custer, will be pleased, Sitting Bull.
Wait, you not break sword.
The inscription means, draw me not without reason, sheathe me not without honor. May this blade of honor never be disgraced.
Wait.
No. Mighty chief of the Sioux Nation, I give you the broken sword. Come, Tonto.
Chief Yellow Hair in happy hunting ground. Him smile now, King Otago.
That is over.
Sitting Bull salute great chief Yellow Hair. Now, fighting sword, vanish forever in swift water. Tolego, Kimosabe.
Get up, scout! I am still there! Away!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.